Hi, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Para, Chapter 12, Mishnah 10, and Mishnah 11. Kisoy mecham shehu mechubor l'shelet, Beit Shammai omrim chibor l'tuma ve'ena chibor l'hazaya. Beit Hillel omrim hiza al hamachem, hiza hakisoy. So if there's a lid of a kettle and it's connected to a chain, to the kettle, so Beit Shammai says it's a connection regarding impurity. So if one becomes impure, it makes the lid becomes impure, it makes the kettle impure, or vice versa, but is not a connection regarding sprinkling. If one becomes pure, the other one does not become pure. But Beis Hillel says if he sprinkled on the kettle, he is also sprinkled on the lid. But if he sprinkled on the lid, he is not sprinkled on the kettle. Hakol Ksherim Lahazos, chutz mitumtum vadrogenis vaisha vitina ksheen bodas. All are fit to sprinkle except for a tumtum, which is a person who has neither gender, an androgynous, someone who has both genders, an isha, and a tina ksheen bodas, and a woman and a child who does not have understanding. Because you have to have understanding in order to sprinkle. You have to understand what you're doing. And the pasuk says a man, so therefore it has to be a man. Ha'isha masadaso umaze. A woman can assist him when he sprinkles. Vochezes lo b'mayim, and could hold the water for him while he while he dips and sprinkles. Imachaza b'yado, but if he holds his hand, she holds his hand, afilo b'shas hazaya, even during the sprinkling itself, and not the dipping and all that puzzle, it's invalid. The Maram interprets this to mean that if the woman is assisting a child who does understand, obviously if it's an adult, it's the same, and that's the way we learned it. Mishnah 11. Tovel had ezov bayom, vihiza bayom, kasher. If you dip the hyssop during the day and you sprinkle during the day, it's valid. B'yom v'hiza b'layla, b'layla v'hiza b'yom, puzzle. But if you dip during the night and sprinkle during the day, or dip during the day and sprinkle during the night, it's invalid. Aval hu atzmo tovel b'layla u'maza b'yom. But the human being himself can be tovel b'layla and then dip in the morning, because you have to wait till morning for it to for the toveling to take effect. You have to have passed through a night. Shein mazin ad shetana tzachama, because you can't sprinkle until the sun has risen. V'kulan sha'asu m'she'ala amud ha'shachar kasher. However, all who act upon the rise of dawn, it's also valid. B'di'eved, even though it's not yet day, once the dawn has risen, then it is kasher. That is the end of Mishnayos Para, and tomorrow we'll be moving on to the next Masechta.